Idaho Republicans are trying to prevent school districts, cities, and other entities from asking residents to vote on multiple bond issues each year. James Dawson reports.
The bill from Representative Heather Scott and Senator Lori Den Hartog would only let taxing districts run similar bond issues once per year. Bond levies are typically used to pay for things like building a new school or other infrastructure projects. They need two-thirds of voters to approve them. Scott unsuccessfully ran a similar bill 2 years ago that also would have barred school districts from holding supplemental levy elections more than once a year. But she says she took that piece out to win broader appeal.
I was trying to not be too aggressive.
Since it takes a supermajority of voters to sign off on bond issues in Idaho, it sometimes takes multiple elections before they're approved. Voters in Filer's school district rejected two proposals last year to build a new career tech facility and update existing classrooms, despite the first election in March earning more than 63% approval. Last year, the Idaho House barely passed a similar bill, but it was blocked in the Senate. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.